So I'm joined by Mayor Pat Sobeski for another edition of Web Chat with the Mayor. I'm Ashley DeGroote. Pat, tell us a little bit about what's coming up this week at Council.
We have a couple interesting things that are happening. Certainly we'll be dealing with the budget, but we're having a presentation, a delegation that we invited down, Carmen Marcello, who's the president and CEO of Hydro One. He's coming to address the citizens of Woodstock. As you know, City of Woodstock and Hydro One, we're talking about a potential sale. And one of the things that we stressed right from the beginning was the need for reliability of service. And in the last month, the Ombudsman's report has come out talking about a billing issue with Hydro One that's certainly been front and center in the news. And so we indicated to Hydro One that we needed reassurance that they were dealing with the problem. And in talking with Carmen, I asked him if he could take the opportunity to come down and talk to Woodstock Council. There's some 700-800 Hydro One customers already in the city of Woodstock, but also to talk about to talk to the other residents and really to address what Hydro One is doing to address the billing concerns that have been highlighted in the Ombudsman's study that he's doing a report that will come out in November. But we wanted to hear from Mr. Marcello as to right from the head of the company as to how they're dealing with the customer service issue.
So this might be a really good opportunity for locals to come out then and sit in the gallery.
Well, I think it's, again, because there might be some that come out, but I think it's an opportunity for him to talk about the things that he sees that they have to do as a corporation, that the billing issue is just as important as when the lights go out. So when the lights go out with the hydro company, there's immediate action. Well, the same sort of customer service, I think, has to take place with the billing issue. Of course, when he's addressing Woodstock Council, he can't make promises for Woodstock because he's, again, Hydro One services the entire province. So in one way, he'll be speaking not only to the citizens of Woodstock, but he'll also be speaking to really citizens across the province.
Now, another big item that you mentioned is the budget.
Yes, the city budget. We put the capital budget, approved that in December. Now we're dealing with the operating budget. We've done all the presentations of departments. Last council meeting, we saw police services and library services board make their presentation. Councillors have looked at it. There's a number of amendments that are coming through where councillors noticed some errors, some numbers that were wrong. There were staff recommendations in there that council will have to give approval to. The way it sits right now, that the so-called average house, which is around $220,000 in Woodstock, they'd be looking at a tax increase of about $43 per household on the city portion of the tax. But when you combine that with the county tax and the reduction in the education tax that's been taking place over the years, it works out to an increase of approximately $10 for this average household. So we'll see what council deals with, if indeed they approve all the additions to the budget. And so it's an interesting budget in many ways. Some of the councillors will talk about the fiscal sustainability going forward with some of the issues or some of the things. And certainly we want to take a look at putting up reserves, because we really have always funded a lot of things from reserves and have really avoided debentures. But there's some signs down the road that if we don't start doing that, then maybe we might have to start getting into debentures down the road.
Now, one of the things I did notice in the budget is three options in regards to possible security cameras downtown.
Yes, one of the recommendations that came out of the strategic plan was the question about putting cameras into the downtown. Council asked the Police Services Board, Chief Freeman, to make a report. It came back to council. He's indicated that the Police Services Board has been applying for a number of times to different provincial federal agencies for funding, have always been turned down. So he's indicated it's something that they believe is beneficial. And so what council will do is council will put it into the capital budget for 2015. That's the recommendation to council. So I think that's how it will be dealt with.
Perfect. So some great debate coming up Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Woodstock City Council. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.